This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiac consultation on patient Egan, E-A-G-A-N, first name Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, the date of birth, November 16, 1953, date of evaluation, April 17, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Eric Stuffman, S-T-U-F-F-M-A-N, the chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively. The HBI. The patient is a 69-year-old female with arthritis of the left hand, period. She first developed symptoms several years ago, period. She then underwent a conservative course of therapy to include cortisone injection. This relieved her symptoms somewhat, but then she had had recurrence, period. Several months ago, she had noted worsening symptoms, period. She has had pain involving the left hand. Pain is described as sharp. It is rated 6/10, period. It is non-radiating, period. Pain is limited to the proximal aspect of the thumb, period. It is associated with decreased range of motion and inability to button herself, period. More recently, she had noted symptoms of palpitations, period. She was anticipated to have surgery, but is now referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypothyroidism, next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number, spondyloarthritis, next number, osteoporosis, past surgical history, 1, back pain, next number, left elbow surgery, next number, right ankle, allergies, no known drug allergy, family history, grandfather died of myocardial infarction at age 100, social history, denied cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, period. Review of system, genitourinary, she has occasional frequency and urgency, period. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 113/57, pulse 69, respiratory rate 17, height 66 inches, weight 149.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness involving the palmar surface of the left hand, period. This is especially present on the Athena eminence, period. She has decreased range of motion, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 67 beats per minute, period. There is incomplete right bundle branch block. ECG otherwise unremarkable. Medication of note, clobetasol, 0.05% PRN. Vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms per day. Calcium, 6 to 30 milligrams per day. Humira, 40 milligrams weekly. Misoprostol, 200 milligrams per day. Sucralfate, 1 gram QID. Pravastatin, 10 milligrams HS. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. Methotrexate, 7.5 milligrams weekly. Celebrex, 100 milligrams daily, folic acid, 800 micrograms daily, omega-3 daily. The impression, this is a 69-year-old female who is referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. She has history of palpitations, period. I suspect her palpitations is related to her underlying thyroid disorder, period. EKG is relatively unremarkable, period. Despite the same, I will proceed with echocardiogram, period. She is otherwise cleared for her procedure, which is a low-risk procedure, period. She is otherwise clinically stable, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.